I like them thick, round, plump. I like them true, black, a boom. Would that be tipping? You got me species of something. The way we come from the womb, I've been the sun of the moon. I gravitate round stars, I reach your galaxy soon. What's universal language for love? We need that shit. Somebody teach me that shit. We need to breathe that shit. We need to feel that shit. We need to see that shit. It's not enough in this world. Somebody preach that shit.
She get me high with a smile. But truth be told, my nigga, we be burning it down. Sipping wine, spending time while we play some genuine. You are one of a kind, and I'm one in a lifetime. Killing it from the heart, my handwriting a lifeline. They trying to keep us apart, but I'ma free your mind before I get the keys to your heart. Please believe me, baby girl, because I talk to the Lord. You can have it all, but I can't afford to not record. Me, I'm more, I got more hell, I'm more than see my total planet. I never listen to what they say, cause they don't know better. Loosen the glass, slippers off your foot, cause you ain't Cinderella. I can have you gone to next September, far from a pretender. Rise like the sunrise, falling on the moon, from the womb to the tomb. This is how we groove, nothing fucking up the mood. This is how we do it, yeah, yeah.
Might just send a wrong vibration. Text it, get too messy, we can talk about it. Ain't no bougie dope-holic. I'm just playing, one glass of wine, it'll be fine. Light up the mood, lighten up, come on, free your mind. You way too grown and confident to be that cute and not want to dance. Ooh, the way you move, I like that shit, yeah. No disrespect, but you my bitch, yeah. Ain't gotta fight that shit. Feeling you give me, I feel like it's hella needed. I talk that shit, heard you looking for the vibe. I brought that shit, twinkle sparkle in your eyes. I caught that shit, rolling with me, we can glide right off that cliff. Fall in love.
Yo, it's just like that.
What, this nigga got a chill.
What, I can't get that out.
Do your thing.
I couldn't get that out. Yeah, man, I had to get that out real quick, man, for the streets, man. But yeah, you know, episode 158. You better know the vibes. I don't know. We here now.
Yeah.
You know, I got some good fellas with me, y'all. I got Javon in the building.
Yo, what's
good?
Got
the homie AD in the building.
What up? Y'all know what it is, baby.
That's the best move I've ever seen.
I say he don't hate everybody, I guess.
Oh, that's coming next.
What?
You came up mad too cheery right now. You can't be cheery and hate everybody.
I'm here.
Nah, that's corny. You can't switch it up now, bro.
That's not as I'm here is not as bad as I hate everybody.
I'm telling you, bro, I can see the levels of your voice.
Yeah, I'm here.
You were good.
The tone was all high and shit.
And I hate everybody.
Nigga, that was the weakest I hate everybody you've ever might have used.
I hate everybody. If we back on.
Yep.
No, we are. We lit. Green lights, green lights, green lights. So, yeah, man, you know, episode 158 in the making, you know what I mean, you know what I mean? Fellas, though, man, how y'all doing? How y'all feeling, man?
I'm feeling pretty good, tired, but good overall. Nice. How about yourself?
I ain't worried
yet.
I couldn't think of nothing. I was trying to think of a good adjective, but I ain't had one.
Let me see if I can think of one.
Don't.
I'm gonna ask Adrian how he's doing.
Don't think of my word. You college kid. Leave me alone.
You college kid.
Your word's
disdain.
Good.
Is that a disdain?
Can you say how you doing?
Disdain.
I'm here.
I was just gonna say like dejected.
See, I knew he was gonna come up with something
nice,
crafty. That was good.
Crafty. You seem like you're very like bittersweet in a way, like, but I don't even know if this bittersweet for real. This just might just be bitter.
Should have saw me yesterday.
I think it's more so of like, how can I put this? Like, you knew it was coming, but now it's just like, all right, I'm facing this.
It's processing time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you knew, I knew what was coming. I was prepared for when it was coming. You know what? We ain't talking about that right now, but yeah, I feel a way, but I'm here to pod. I'm going to pod through it.
Let's get into it. NFL, what's up? What we got happening around the league?
Well, there's a lot going on,
too
though, man.
Fucking much.
This is the wildest offseason I've ever seen.
It's pretty
rough. NFL-wise, yeah.
Like, 9 Pro Bowlers were traded. Like,
it's the fact that so many trades, I think, because we've seen people get signed and shit.
Big names.
Yeah, but it's a lot of people moving that's getting traded and moving around. Like, that shit is crazy. That's usually NBA stuff. But
like, if you would have asked me that Davante Adams was going to get traded, I would have been like, eh, doubtful. Tyreek Hill getting traded?
Doubtful.
Doubtful. But now look, my man's on the Miami Dolphins.
$73 million guarantee with 120 total. 4 years.
I ain't gonna lie, I thought he was gonna get more than that.
I did too.
But it was an extension though, because he was already making money with what's the name, but they wasn't gonna be able to pay him like that because I mean Mahomes' contract probably.
Bro, that's the thing though. That's why, like right now, I want us to start doing our thing with Trey, because like, bro, your quarterback only got a couple years where he got that window of making less money. So it's like, yo, mm-hmm. you gotta take advantage of that shit while you can. And that's kind of what's, you know, causing issues for the Falcons. Issues for the Chiefs. When you sign your quarterback, I ain't gonna say it backfires, but you start having to allocate money and like the different things or whatever, like trying to move it around because your quarterback taking up 30% of your cap.
Yep. So kind of like what Cincinnati's doing with Joe Burrow. Like right now they can give
be cheap.
Yeah, he ain't making no money, so they can surround him with whoever they want. I mean, their top two players are cheap. They're on their rookie deals.
Exactly.
So they can sign the people they want to right now. They can get super competitive, and then when it's time to pay them, all those contracts are null and voided.
Yeah,
like, I was even thinking about this today at work. I'm like, bro, like, I think a lot of the teams that's won the Super Bowl over the last couple of years have had young quarterbacks, or if they had like, experienced quarterbacks like Tom Brady or somebody
his
like that.
Contract ain't crazy. Yeah, exactly.
It's never crazy.
But, like, what, Mahomes won when he was on his rookie deal. Back in the day, Russell got his shit on his rookie deal.
Damn, I was just about to ask y'all what quarterback what won the Super Bowl. I was going to ask basically what you were asking and saying now. So,
I mean,
I was going to say Mahomes, but you said he was on his rookie deal, so it's just like, damn.
He just got his bag, what, last year? Mm-hmm. And I don't even think it kicked in until this year. So, now that's why now the Tyreek Hill situation, because that money's starting to kick in, and you know, already know they're paying Kelce and everything else.
And they couldn't sign Matthew neither.
Oh, I forgot about it. Yeah, he's still a free agent.
Yeah, he had to walk because they couldn't pay him.
Yeah, it's like, bro, like, that should be hurting when you got to pay your quarterback.
I think two receivers left. Like, they lost a handful of
people. That's when you kind of, like, got to find your, like, diamonds in the rough. And then when their contract come back up, then, like, all right.
Honestly,
it's been fun.
You'd rather pay somebody else a lot of money than your quarterback, because your quarterback always going to demand the most, especially if he's a top quarterback. Like, he's going to get paid, bro. Like,
who up next? Lamar Jackson?
Yeah. Yep. he about is. To get a bag.
They're talking about his extension like right now. They're trying to figure out something. But nah, man, like, but for real, yo, like, we're talking about, like, yo, this is making, like, the AFC West went from, like, whoa, what the hell is going on? And then now the Chiefs losing Tyreek Hill?
Mm-hmm.
Chiefs might, I wouldn't be surprised if Chiefs
fall
finish
off a little
fourth
bit.
In the division next year.
You think so? Fourth?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Who you got?
I got third.
Denver last?
Mm-hmm.
I got Chargers, Raiders, Chiefs, Broncos. And I think Oakland is sleeper team. I think Oakland is the wild card team that's going to make some noise.
I don't know. Derek Carr and Davante Adams played with each other
in
college.
Yep. That shit hard. That's got to be dope, bro. Like, after all these years, That tandem again. It's like, bro,
exciting.
We about to fuck this shit up.
Because if anybody, like, you had Aaron Rodgers, who you probably felt was the best quarterback, getting you the ball. Now you're going to somebody who you're familiar with. So it's not like it's
the one that kind of helped you get to the league.
Mm-hmm.
It was the one throwing you the ball. Wow.
And they both were second round. Wait. I think they were both second round picks. Yeah, Davante Adams was a.
Yeah, Davante was second round. Yeah, and
then Derek Carr second round. So it's like, I don't think they came out in the same draft. I think Carr came out 2013 or 14.
Carr came out first.
episode gone?
It just zapped. Okay, never mind. We still.
Oh, I'm about to say,
you
I'm
saw
like,
that though, right? I didn't hit nothing.
I just saw your reaction. I didn't see what happened.
Man, I saw the reaction.
Bro, the screen went to my internet
black.
Browser.
Yeah,
oh,
it did.
The GarageBand was gone.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, I see Kyrie. Kyrie! I didn't know what was going on. Shout out, you turned 30 though, dog.
Let me know when you let me know when you are ready to install that hard drive on your what's your name?
I sure will. It's time. I keep just telling myself I just want to buy a new one, but I should just do that. I keep going back and forth between the two.
It's gonna save you $1,000.
Alright, I'm gonna put the hard drive in. That was all I needed to hear.
But I will say, it is a process. It's been years since I've done it, but it's a process. But once you do it and you get that shit up and running, my nigga.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it next weekend. I ain't even doing it this weekend.
Set an appointment with Apple. And at least if, at least have them talk you through how to do it. Like when I went up there, the dude was showing me videos. He was showing me which hard drives to get. He was like, yeah, say this in your phone, X, Y, and Z. The hardest part was, I think you had to like contact Apple or whatever to help. Because you got to like basically hard reboot your system.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Next weekend, that's my challenge.
It's fine. Then what you can do as well, too, your current hard drive, turn it into an external hard drive.
That's what I want to do.
So.
All right. I'm going to do it. We're going to make it happen. Make it happen, Cap'n. But, yeah, did y'all say where y'all thought people were going to finish in the AFC West?
I'm about to say, like, I think the Chiefs, I'm going to still give them benefit of the doubt that they might finish second. I don't think they're going to finish first.
I'll give them third. I wouldn't be surprised if they're fourth. Like, if Denver just randomly, it's Russell Wilson, so I don't know. You know, Danger Russ. So
I'm calling him that shit.
he didn't come to Washington. Let it go.
Man, look, I don't care.
Danger Russ.
At least he ain't going to talk about the Seahawks no more. I hate it when you talk about the Seahawks. Ugh. Now, at least, if you talk about Denver, I ain't going to care.
Yeah, it's whatever. It's Denver.
They mean nothing to me.
Yeah. But
if anything, they be looking out for trades and shit sometimes, so I'm cool with them.
I don't know, like, Mahomes, I just don't really see his weapons. Like, I mean, of course, they ain't what they used to be. So.
Yeah, I mean, losing Tyreek.
It's huge.
Yeah, that's
going to hurt. Like,
and he's your punt and kick returner?
His speed just in general, bro. Like, that shit is scary. So, and I mean, Kelce, you still got him. He's still going to probably do his thing. But it's like, bro, I'm pretty sure Kelce's get open a lot because of Tyreek's speed. Like, bro.
Safety always has to pay attention.
Yeah.
Can't let him beat you over the top.
Like, how many times we seen Tyreek take, like, little 5-yard passes that we thinking not even going to do shit, and that nigga gone to the fucking crib. He did it in the playoffs this past year.
I was about to say, that's the Bills. He caught that slant over the middle.
Yeah.
And that breakaway speed.
I thought he was going to get caught or, like, something, or run out of bounds. And nigga ended up outrunning everybody. Like,
peace sign.
And I'm thinking, like, all right, he done went to the Miami Dolphins. They added him and Mostert. Yeah. Probably the two fastest niggas in the league. Like, and with Jalen Waddle already there.
That just had 104 catches his rookie year.
Yeah, it's like, bro, they got hella speed on their team right now.
Sure-handed like that, bro, they are going
to. So I was thinking, I was like, damn, why Miami? But ain't he from Miami or from the area, Florida? Tyreek? Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I probably think he just probably didn't want to be in Kansas City. No more. Miami, Kansas City.
Oh, Miami, that's scary.
Going to fucking Miami.
And I'm getting paid.
And they got a new head coach, our old offensive coordinator, Mike McDaniel. So it's like. He probably looking at it like, all right, man, he probably going to set me up, be in a good position.
Man, he already got a ring, too.
Yeah,
I mean, besides the Bills, that's really the only real competition in that division.
Yeah. The Jets was aggressive, but, I mean, it's still the Jets. They still young and experienced. But
they were trying to get him.
Yeah. They was trying to get him, though.
It was both of them. Those were, like, immediately when it rumored Tyreek Hill might be traded.
Those were the first two teams.
There you go. They was right up. I knew the Jets was because they've been saying the Jets have been trying to get a receiver. But that's why I was surprised they didn't get a receiver in the offseason, especially like maybe people didn't want to go there. You kind of always have to remember that, too.
Yeah.
Not everybody's going to want to go to your team. I was thinking about like A-Rob. So I was thinking, I was like, maybe he'll go there. But I was like, he going to want to play for a contender, which he did. So smart move. I won't mad at it. But, yeah, so that's the crazy AFC West the one now. We'll see how it play out. It's going to shake. I am interested.
We're going to be talking about the AFC West a lot this year.
100%.
A lot.
So. I mean, they one of the divisions that had the most movement and shit. Like, hell yeah. Especially early in the offseason. Mm-hmm. Like, they were making all the trades and
signings.
Free agent signings and shit. So.
And them Chargers, man, it's going to be Herbert. He's going to make or break that team, bro. Because the Chargers should be nice.
They should.
I think they'll be all right if their defense is better.
Which it should be.
Yeah. Offensively, they seem all right. I mean, Herbert. Put up crazy numbers last year. Eckler put up crazy numbers last year. They had 2,000-yard receivers. Like, they got weapons.
They got a Bosa and Khalil.
That's what I'm saying. They didn't upgrade their defense.
Derwin's still back. Bro, them boys going to be scary. They're going to be all right. I'm going to put it like that. They're going to be all right. Just in my opinion. I think, as you said, they picked up where they were hurting. Defense. They immediately addressed it. Yeah. And look at what we just talked about. A quarterback on his rookie deal.
That's my point.
Your quarterback is, I mean, they already had the offensive weapons.
That's what I'm saying. The offense won't the problem. Like, we seen you had Eklund on fantasy going crazy. I had Mike Williams. So it's like
shout out
Keenan Allen still. Keenan Allen.
Isn't Keenan Allen going to give you a consistent 1,000 yards and consistent whatever?
Ball head.
Yeah. Like,
say, yeah.
Yeah. I'm about to say that nigga bald as hell. But yeah, and then like I said, Herbert had two of the, you know, best seasons for a rookie, like to start his career, you know what I'm saying? So they'll be all right.
I agree. I know they'll be good. I ain't mad at them. So we'll see. Let's see. Okay. So biggest trade. Well, I wouldn't say the biggest trade, but the most eyeballs, I think, was put on the Deshaun Watson trade.
Yeah, because we came out of left kind of out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Because it was like the moment the grand jury dismissed the 22 cases or whatnot. Oh, man. Okay. Sorry, man. We watching sports as always. We watching the Lakers and Philly game right now. So, you know, at times we'll be looking at the TV or whatnot. So if you hear us say random phrases or words or like, yo, what are you doing? It's directed towards that game. Besides the point, after the grand jury dismissed those 22 cases, immediately he went up on a board.
Mm-hmm. That's what people and teams were waiting on.
I think it caught everybody off guard because it's like it went from like, okay, what is going to happen with Deshaun to like, oh, shit, this nigga's actually like available.
Yeah. There you go. And I feel like they traded him to the team that probably nobody wants to go to.
Which I can't be mad at, but at the same time, worked out for him because he got a super bag.
That's true.
So
he got a super bag, a good line, and a running back.
It's crazy.
He got two running backs.
Excuse me.
You had a quarterback, or you have a quarterback already, and then some other guy. That Baker Mayfield must feel like crap right now.
Bro, look at how Baker Mayfield started. He was like, I know the end is coming. And then he said he requested for a trade, and the Browns said they will not request his trade. And the next thing you know, they trade for Deshaun Watson. What?
Some other quarterback came in to take my spot, and they making more money than me. I'm going to feel some type of – I went out.
Yeah, they didn't want to extend me. But they going to get this man $230 million.
I mean, he didn't play that well, but at the same time, he was kind of injured last year. So I don't know. You could tell something was up with them this past season.
Yeah. OBJ said he'd be down to come back.
I was just about to say that. Which would be interesting. I'm like, man, is he a free agent?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
He said he feel a way about watching all these people get signed and, like, how much money they making. Like, Devontae Adams, big contract. Even Allen Robinson coming to the Rams, which a team he wanted to come back and play for, of course. Yeah. You know.
It's crazy. The Rams, they're another team that was signing people. Like, when I seen Allen Robinson, I'm like,
he a number one receiver, y'all. Now he about to be what y'all number three.
Well, you know they traded Robert Woods, right? They already traded. They him. I thought it was gonna be Vincent Jefferson.
They got let him go for a 6th round pick.
You talking about from Chicago?
Allen Robinson. Yeah, that's what I'm like, bro. They signed him.
I ain't see that one.
Yeah, bro. Like
I was hoping we was gonna get him. I was hoping they gonna figure out a way.
Yeah, cause first I'm thinking like, yo, you about to have Robert Woods, Allen Robinson, and Cooper Kupp, bro.
And Vincent Jefferson.
Van Jefferson.
My bad. You right.
Well, I ain't really worried about that, but he all right. He decent. He's solid.
That's a good pickup.
Good for fourth.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's third or fourth receiver.
Some of these players getting traded for some of these draft picks, I'm like, 4th round or 6th round. What did Matt Ryan get traded for?
Third.
Third, yeah. 2/3, right? Just one?
One the last time I saw it.
Oh, shit, I thought it was 2.
Could have been. I didn't really care that far into the details. I saw what I needed to see.
I'm getting mad because all these niggas moving, and Jimmy Garoppolo is still on the roster. I'm like, y'all, nigga, get this y'all nigga playing. Off my
you
want
to hear bold prediction?
He need to go to Carolina. Y'all better
sit. I think, honestly, with the Deshaun shit popping up, I think that kind of fucked up shit.
I think Jimmy next. They working that shit out now. I feel like Jimmy next.
I just want to know what we going to get from him. I didn't hear everything from 2 twos.
4th round and 5th round.
Yeah, like, it's.
You ain't going to get nothing higher than the 2nd round. At this point, I don't even care, bro.
I just want to get something back. Get this nigga salary off the books, and we both can go our separate ways. He can go do what he gonna do, and we can use that money to go sign some people or, like, fill out the team around Trey.
Resign Debo.
We got to resign Debo and Bosa. So they're both coming up on shit, bro.
There's your money. So you can front it a little bit.
That's what I'm saying. Like
how you did Jimmy contract.
Go out there and get somebody for 1 year.
I wanted to get Chandler Jones or Za'Darius Smith or one of these pass rushers.
Bro, Za'Darius Smith didn't even sign for as much as I thought he was going to.
He didn't get. He got what, 40 million? Something
like that. He got 30 something.
It might have been. I don't
I think it was 4 years, 38, if I ain't mistaken. Like
he didn't get a crazy bet, and he went to a division rival.
That was crazy. I didn't see that coming.
So that's why I was like, bro, I wanted one of them, bro, like to pair with Bosa, but I think we still going to try and ride with D4, which I'm cool with D4. He just is not healthy, man. When he's on the field, he's solid. He just cannot stay healthy.
And that's key.
That's what I'm saying. If he ain't on the field, then he ain't really doing us no good, bro.
Makes sense. That's a fact. If you can't stay healthy, then you can't do nothing for me.
Because when him and Bosa on the field together, they look great, but are the Lakers actually playing good ball right now? What the fuck is going on?
Yes, early.
Back to back threes?
Shooter's touch.
LeBron ain't playing.
Huh?
LeBron ain't playing, is he?
No.
That's probably why.
Playing free.
No, probably because other niggas is touching the damn ball.
Ain't no stat pattern.
I'm about to look at the stats real quick. Just see like how many the shot selection. Okay. 3 shots, 4 shots, 2 shots. The shot distribution looks better already. I'm saying we're going to win, though. We probably still lose because we're not good enough. Damn, another three? What the fuck is going on?
I hope y'all do win.
We don't Mello. Okay,
Mello. Mello. I hope y'all do win. Because we suck, so I hope y'all win.
Oh, cool. They'll help y'all out. Okay.
That part.
I don't know. We'll see. Six has been looking good. But what we got next, man?
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
Might as well. Let's talk about it.
Man, I was trying to see if there was anything else to talk about first.
Hey, man. Might as well get it off your chest now.
Is there anything else in the NFL besides what we about to talk about?
Jameis re-signed with New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, I seen
that.
So
it was a two-year deal. He got re-signed.
That was kind of expected.
They locked him up. I mean, you said 2 years. So that's kind of like another situation. Like,
coming back from
ACL. And if you going to have a stopgap, Jameis ain't a bad stopgap.
He's not.
Like, is he going to throw the ball?
At least that nigga going to be entertaining.
And you got a great point about that,
bro.
He's must see.
If he
TV.
Was on my team, I would not care, bro. Long, if we win a couple games, cool. He's exciting to watch, bro. Like he
they'll
might
be in the hunt. They're gonna be in the hunt for the playoffs.
They were winning when they had him until he tore his ACL. That's the thing. It went bad when they lost him. That's when everything went south.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you're right. He is must see TV and off the field. That's the thing about Jameis. He's on and off the field.
That nigga might have 4 picks in the game, but that bitch gonna air that whole out.
With 350, 350 yards, 4 touchdowns.
Completion percentage about 61. You know, but hey, you gonna have about 370-yard touchdowns.
But you gonna have a dumb. You gonna have 2 dumb interceptions out of the 4. Two of them just gonna be boneheaded.
My thing is, what the fuck is going on?
Well, y'all got rejuvenated without LeBron.
Okay, well, anyway.
Oh, Malik might go for 30.
I'm like, what the fuck is going on? These niggas dunking. Stanley Johnson got 10 points.
Who's y'all big in the game?
He's 4-for-4. Stanley Johnson.
How?
He actually, I don't know, bro. This is baffling me right now.
Stanley Johnson.
It's still early.
I get it, but, dog, I'm not used to seeing this.
Because normally it'd be like 21 to like 10
shit,
bro, by
we was
right
losing
now.
The game the other day. We were losing, 30-12 in the first quarter? Like,
yeah, it has been a little bit of some rough scores.
Like, our energy level looks better just looking at it right now. Look, DJ Augustine went 7-for-7 last game.
Hey, still the best taper.
I think a taper game is
he elite, dog. If I ever meet him, I'm gonna tell him. I'm gonna be like, "Yo, you keep a barber on the road,
like bro.
You
never looks like
it's your like maybe your man's is a barber." I started thinking like that. Like maybe you know your right hand could be a barber.
You know, it'd be crazy if he was the barber.
He does his own hair.
That
would be wild.
I actually be here for that. I rock with DJ. You know, that's a former bull.
Stanley Johnson is going crazy right now.
Hey, Stanley Johnson ain't got no 13 piece. That's not what you trying to tell me.
Five, 5-for-5, 3 threes. Yeah.
A couple more.
I'm baffled right now. I'm a Laker fan. Y'all know we've been trash, getting blown out and shit. So this is kind of throwing me off right now, especially because we playing an actual pretty good team. And I thought Embiid would be going crazy right now, like dominating.
Look at you following his trap. Let's go ahead. Let's talk about Matt
Ryan.
Oh,
no, he's going to talk about this.
Oh, I've talked about Stanley Johnson openly on this podcast.
Yeah.
About how I don't understand, like, why he's as bad as he is. And he got 15. He's shooting perfect.
You don't like Stanley Johnson?
I just feel like he's not.
Coming out of college, you thought he's going to be better. I thought he was going to be better, too.
That was it. I like him. I like him in college.
Like, don't come out.
I liked him in high school. I watched him in high school. He played for Mount Vernon or whatnot, or whatever that school is.
I thought he was going to be, like, a pretty solid player coming out because he was big.
Yeah.
He kind of had, like, a good all-around game and shit, too, so.
But, all right. I don't know how exactly I don't know if I want to rant. I don't know if I just want to talk about how much I'm going to miss Matt Ryan. Like, I don't know exactly where I'm supposed to go with this. But y'all just give me, like, 4 minutes.
Go ahead, man. Get your shit off.
Maybe two, maybe three. Maybe four. I need to get a couple of these off, all right? Yo. All right, here you go. Man, I'm sad as hell. Let me tell you. Man, let me start off by saying I'm sad as hell, dog. But here's the thing. Deshaun Watson, of course, like, we all, like, the issue with I had, like, I really didn't talk about, like, on social media. I didn't talk about it even on the pod all the way like I wanted to, but when the Deshaun Watson thing popped up for meeting with the Falcons, it automatically split the fan base. Fan base was split in half just because it's still the allegations. Yeah, it got dismissed by the grand jury, but the 22 cases are still pending civilly or whatnot. It's still civil lawsuits. So, and the fact with the Falcons, after the whole Vic thing or whatnot, they've tried to stay stand on, like, character situations. So the moment somebody steps out in, like, a character issue, they're pretty much gone. So for the fact that we was willing to, you know, lay out the red carpet, be willing to give whatever to make him come over, was like a red flag for a lot of people. It was just like, all right, that's what we're going to do. We don't even know if this guy's going to be able to play this season. Like, we don't know what's about to happen. And that specifically pissed me off. Like, not so much, like, I would love, like, the actual player, Deshaun Watson. He's a great quarterback. I love him. I've rooted for him. I would not saying I wouldn't want him as my quarterback. But you got somebody, to me, we can argue all day we want, the greatest Falcon to ever play, who's switched our whole franchise regime for the past 14 years. Matt Ryan is what got us out of the Vic thing. We had Vic. We had that. We were, you know, the black eye of the league for a year. Mm-hmm. Matt Ryan came the year after.
Oh, wait.
Here it comes. Playoff run his first year. First pass is a touchdown. We went 11-5. Like, it was like, oh, Falcons all right. Like, mm-hmm. And then now we.
He was a rookie?
Rookie.
In 08, yeah.
He came straight
then
in.
Y'all signed Michael Turner and shit. And
yeah, we traded Michael Turner from the Chargers because he was behind LaDainian.
Burner mm-hmm. Turner.
Yeah, I remember that.
He had like a 4-year run where he was going crazy.
Fantasy. Yeah. God. So
I hate playing against that nigga.
Bad man, he was tough. So, like, he legitimately, like, changed everything with the franchise. I mean, like, Roddy White went to another level once Matt Ryan got there. I mean, we built a whole new identity when Matt Ryan came. I mean, Matt Ryan is the reason why we even got a new stadium. Like, that success, that 10-year success is something we never actually experienced. Vic was amazing. He was electrifying. He's one of my favorite players ever. But we weren't winning like we were with Matt Ryan. Granted, I know the whole Super Bowl thing happened, whatever. But, like, legitimately us, like, as a winning franchise, we were legit looked at as either a contender, somebody that can win the division. Like, we had respect, no matter what you call it. Matt Ryan statistically is going to end top 10 in every major quarterback category when he retires. He is the greatest Falcon of all time. It's simple. We could talk about prime time that played for 4 years and left because it wasn't the biggest market. You could talk about Julio Jones and the way he exited. You could do all that. Throughout that 14-year tenure on the multiple coaching changes, offensive coordinator changes, Matt Ryan stayed solid. That was one of the things I appreciated. He never downplayed the Falcons, even when he hated things. When Kyle Shanahan got there, they hated each other. They never even talked about it. Matt Ryan came out eventually and said, yeah, we had dinner, we had some beers, and we settled our problems. Something I wish Roddy White could have did with Kyle Shanahan.
I never knew they beef.
Yeah, they. Oh, hell yeah, they had beef. One thing I agree with Kyle Shanahan on with that is he wanted Roddy White more in the slot. And Roddy White would have killed in the slot.
Yeah, especially getting older. Yeah, he would have done.
But Roddy White was a player that, you know, at that time period, it was like, you know, the real boys play on the outside.
The ego.
There you go. And he wanted Roddy to block more. And Roddy was a great blocking receiver.
Mm-hmm.
But Roddy,
Shanahan take that shit serious, that blocking shit.
There you go. And Roddy like, man, I can still get loose. And Roddy, another problem with Roddy did was the surgery he got on his knee, he should have sat out. But he did the accelerated approach, which was better for the short term, but worse for the long term. Mm-hmm. Anyways, we're not talking about Roddy White, which is my favorite Falcon player of all time. I'm going to throw that out there. But, man, Ryan, like, you did all of that. You legitimately rolled out the red carpet, did all that for a player you never envisioned having on your team while you have him still on your roster. They kept Matt Ryan in the loop, so he was aware and all that stuff. But, like, what bridge do you think you have? Like, what can you tell me? Like, how can he respect that organization after they did that to him the way they did? Like, I mean, like, even, like, 2 years ago, Matt Ryan did the whole ATL approach, which is advance the lives for inequality with black community and all this different stuff and whatnot. He started that, and I respect him because he doubled down not only in his farewell message but even on social media on top of that page saying that I'm still going to continue with that. No matter where I go in the workplace, I'm still here to defend that community. I respect that. Matt Ryan took a legit page out in the newspaper to pin his thoughts about the Falcons. And it was that was where the thug tear almost dropped. Because at that point, I was hurt yesterday about it because it finally processed. Today, when I read that, I was like, yo, my guy's really gone. Then I got like the signed picture. Y'all, if you've seen it in the house or whatnot, it's Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, and Calvin Ridley. And ain't none of them about to play for the Falcons no more.
Damn, that's rough.
Anyway, that was the thing that pissed me off, though. Is you lay out a red carpet, you do all this jazz for a player, and you disrespect Matt Ryan. The player that's actually respected your organization and has done the most for the organization ever. Like, I understand Arthur Blank is in a win-now mode because, you know, he's up at that age and he wants to see a Super Bowl win before. It's just, it is what it is. That's just what it is. But, hey, Matt Ryan, a GOAT for me, man. I'm going to support. I'm rooting for Indianapolis on the other side for sure. I wanted it to end the right way. When Matt Ryan's contract was up or if Matt Ryan wanted a trade. If it would have happened mutually, I would have respected.
You don't think he wanted this trade?
No, he didn't sign off on that trade till Saturday. Because his roster bonus was due Friday. No, Thursday. It was a $7.5 million roster bonus if he was on the roster. They extended it to Tuesday or whatnot. That's why we had to trade him on Monday.
Oh, so he didn't get that bonus?
No, not from us. So Indianapolis is going to pay it. We're not paying that.
He's still getting it.
Oh, yeah, he's still getting it. But so he said he met with Indianapolis on Saturday, and he said that was the only team he was going to be willing to get traded to.
Wow.
And, I mean, it makes sense. I'm happy. He's going somewhere with a good line, a good running game. At least he's going to a team where he can compete. So I'm happy about that. He didn't go to no dumpster fire. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm happy about.
Kind of like the Phillip Rivers situation.
There you go. But at least they ended mutually. Mm-hmm. That's what I wanted. I just wanted it. That's a sour note. Like the end of his career with the Falcons, that's sour. That's not how you want to end his tenure with Atlanta. Like if it ends, it ends. I respect that. I'm here for it. But you don't end that way with your franchise quarterback. Especially you got to think, like, a lot of teams don't get stability at quarterback like that. Compared, I could say I have 14 years of stability, and now I have no idea where I'm going because we have no succession plan.
I have no clue what that feels like.
Now, Mariota, they wanted to bring him back because he is aware of Arthur Smith's offense and all that stuff. The reason why I don't like it is because they left him before his rookie deal was even finished.
Oh, with Mariota, yeah.
They benched him.
Yeah.
He got benched. So why would I want a player that they benched?
That's when Tannehill came in.
There you go. Like, why would I care for that? That was the biggest issue with me. Like, yeah, he's going to be an okay stopgap quarterback, but he doesn't do anything that makes me feel better. And it's sad because we actually, I don't know how we started signing people, but we actually are filling out the roster pretty decent. So I think with Matt Ryan there, we could have been second in the NFC South for sure. Now, I don't even care. Like, it's not even fun. Like, I at least was ready. Like, I've been here the past years. We've been trash. But I've been sitting here. I still watch every game. That's my guys. I stand tall for them. This year, it's like, it is what it is. Whatever happens, happens. However the season goes, how it goes. I'm still a Bird. I'm still a Falcon fan. I'm not leaving.
You got your man Kyle Pitts though. So
I'm happy. Damn, am I happy that we drafted him last year? At least I got somebody to look forward to. You know, I still like Grady Jarrett. I don't think Deion Jones is gonna be there long, so I'm not even trying to get. But AJ Terrell, that's my boy. Mm-hmm. When he got rumored that he was gonna be traded, that's when I was really over it.
We talked about that.
Yeah, I was like, yo, bro, you don't trade AJ Terrell like a legitimately All Pro caliber corner. That's on his second year of his rookie contract.
Who were they talking about trading him for, though?
That was the Deshaun Watson trade.
Oh, yeah. I ain't going to lie. I was like, bro.
Peace.
I want for that.
For Deshaun?
Yeah. Mm. Peace.
I mean, because he wanted them. They wanted way too much. But anyway, who cares? But yeah, all in all, shout out to Matt Ryan. Hell of a career with the Falcons. I wish you nothing but success and hope. And you and the family, your wife, Sarah, your kids, like, they were big Falcon fans. They were... It's the moments, the memories. Like,
that's 14 years of his life.
Bruh, I mean, like, legitimately, like, when I was deep diving into this football stuff, like, came in that era. Like, I was exiting with Michael Vick, and when Matt Ryan came on and we started winning, well, I'm outside now. I was talking, I never allowed anybody to disrespect Matt Ryan. I stood tall, 10 toes down anytime somebody ever had anything to say about Matt Ryan. I defended him and Julio, I was defending. Left and right. But that was funny. Darius Leonard, I think I'm saying his name right. Mm-hmm. He's trying to recruit Julio to Indianapolis.
Oh, yeah, I think I seen
I thought that was pretty funny. He was like, hey, yo, y'all threw a lot of touchdowns in the dome in Atlanta. Why don't y'all both finish y'all careers in the dome in Indianapolis?
I mean, I ain't mad at this.
I'm not either. I don't really care for Julio as much, but Matt Ryan, if it helps Matt Ryan, I'm here for it.
Damn. You said you don't care for Julio. I'm about to
say, Mike. Yeah, I never really liked how he, I didn't like how he exited. So it's okay. I'm not...
So just in general, like, you don't fuck with Julio as much no more?
It's just like I'm not the I'm all, like y'all seen, bro. The first game of the season when we all knew that was a touchdown, I was the first one on social media backing him. I'm always gonna have a love for Julio, but it's not the same as Matt Ryan.
Gotcha.
That's all I'm saying. Matt
How
Ryan
do you what he do? How he leave? What was it that
Julio Jones is one of the reasons why we in cap hell. We restructured contracts so we could pay Julio more money. That's how we first got into this nonsense, just to trade him. Granted, we got the second round pick, so I'm happy because I knew that was going to be gone with Deshaun Watson. So we got 2 seconds. We lost our comp picks.
But is that really Julio's fault?
No, but it is because Julio was wanted out if we didn't pay him. So no, we should have made the business decision and gave him what he wanted. But that was to give him money. So to trade him would have been the better option long term for us.
Yeah.
But Arthur Blank says something like, when you're a Falcon for life, he mean it. So he's going to give you whatever you need to get to be happy. You know, he did the whole take all the pictures down, take Atlanta out, not show up to training camp. It was that year. Then they paid him and he was happy as could be until he won't happy anymore. So, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, I didn't like that. I just didn't like the way he left. That won't, you know, but at least he left on a better end than Matt Ryan did. Anyways, I've been talking about this for, like, way too long. But that's my guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, playing Madden with him is weird, bro. Like,
I seen that picture of him holding up the blue jersey. I was like, that shit was weird, bro.
Yeah, man, seeing him at that press conference, I ain't even watching. I just read it. But either or, that's my guy. Shout out to Matt Ryan. Hope nothing for the best.
Oh, I'm still going to stand for you. Andre Jordan was on the Sixers. My fault. I said, what the fuck was that dunking the ball?
Well, yeah,
he was on the Lakers.
This season?
Yeah.
Did he start out on
No, he started out with
Brooklyn?
Us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he did start out with.
He did that dumb pass they threw like out of bounds or something like that, and then y'all released him the day after.
Yeah.
It was like a real bad pass. I do remember pass. That. He got released right after that.
Was it last year he was on Brooklyn?
Yeah.
I mean, I know that. Year. So he ain't playing on Brooklyn at all this season.
Nah.
Nope. He was at the end of the bench last year.
Gotcha.
Okay. He was playing a good amount earlier in the year, and then my fault, I ain't mean to interrupt. I just noticed, I'm like,
you did good.
Who the fuck is that?
I ain't got to talk about that no
who
more.
Who the fuck is that? Do.
Everybody texting me, sending me pictures. Boy, I knocked some of y'all.
I left you alone.
I was so glad. I was like, hey, y'all don't bother me. Bro, I would leave in Dollar Tree. I was already mad because I had almost spent about $20 at Dollar Tree, and I ain't understand that. And I ain't believe.
Did you get like 10 items?
I felt like it. Cause I had 2 bags, so I didn't understand it. But it was $17.50, so I already felt the way, but I let it go. Now backing out of my car, I might have been changing the song. I don't remember.
Oh, and you got the alert.
Hey, I parked vertically and took up like 5 spots and sat there for a little bit. foot on brake.
Pain.
Yeah, nothing but endless pain. Thankfully, at least I was going to go see my mom. So I felt a little better because at least she would understand how I had to go vent to somebody that would understand my plight. Mm-hmm. So I had to go talk to her, but I just had to break the news to her that we traded Gary Sanchez the last time I saw. So, like, you know, it was like, all right, I got another bad news. I know you don't care, but Anyways, basketball. I'm hurt, so I don't want to talk about this before, bro. Sick. I'm gonna talk about it another time, but it ain't gonna be as long.
Got you.
How your brackets looking?
Trash,
bro.
The one in for the podcast is trash.
I haven't even looked. Once I seen Kentucky lose, I said, "Fuck this bracket."
At one point, I was doing good. I had the little fire emoji next to my joint. I was just like, "Okay."
I did too, bro.
Tied number one.
I was like 98%. I felt good.
Dismal.
Like, bro, this is like legit gonna be my first time looking at this shit.
Yeah, let's I ain't look at it.
I'm like, I was looking at this shit. I'm like, I seen Kentucky lose. I said, I don't even care.
That joint got an ice cube next to
it. Oh, I got a 77.6%. I didn't even know my shit was even that good.
I got an 86.5.
I ain't logged in. What I'm looking like?
Shit, nasty.
Yeah. I got an 86.5.
Percentage?
Bracket. Yep.
That's nice.
You said how much? 86, yeah, that's solid still.
Still got a fire emoji next to it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, last one.
I didn't even know they did fire emojis and shit.
Yeah, my boy, my, you know, as long, I ain't gonna say it, but they doing all right. Because I called, like, the first round, bruh, two regions I had perfect. The West, completely green.
Damn.
And then whatever the Midwest was, completely green.
Damn, you did good.
I smoked the first, like, that's what I'm talking about, like, opening day.
What's your name up there, Joey?
This one ain't in the joint. I didn't add it because I was rushing. I was getting my hair done, and I was making the brackets. I told her, I said, hey, you know, usually we have, like, a live conversation right now when I said, but I need, like, a couple minutes because I'm about to meet the deadline.
Got you. That's why I'm looking at this shit now. I'm surprised. I'm ranked second. That's what I was like, ain't no way. I thought my shit was going to be looking horrible.
The one I have in the podcast bracket, that joint is 24.2%.
I'm not bad. I'm tied for third.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You right behind me.
No, I'm right there. Who's V for victory?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know who the hell that is.
Mm-hmm. They don't have no thing.
Their percentage, this can't be right.
Oh, yeah, I see you, Iceman. Go crazy, bro.
This person's percentage is 97.
Hmm? Oh, yeah, he nice.
How do you even see that? The I see it's at the top. But yeah, that's crazy. 97.3.
What? That's crazy. And then he got another one, Get Buckets. That one third.
That's the same person?
Yeah, mm-hmm. But it's a 70%.
How you know? That number's long same. Numbers the same?
Yeah. That part. Then I see you up there. Yeah, Easy's two. I see you up there for three light.
You see me?
Spy up there at three.
Who's GG?
Me. Because I knew that bracket was going to be rough.
You picked Norfolk State in that one?
Nah.
Okay. Bro, I was watching them. I was in the gym on Thursday.
They ain't deserving 16 seed.
First got to Houston, bro. I was like,
yeah, it was a little messed up.
I'm looking around trying to figure shit out. I'm like, okay, I put some music on. Da, da, da. I'm like, man, I kind of want to see the game, though, man. So I finally noticed that, like, a remote sitting there. I'm like, oh, shit, they got TV and shit in. Let me see if I can find the game. I put the Baylor NSU game on. Them niggas was getting smacked by, like, 30 already. I was like, oh, damn.
Yeah, nah, it was tough. I ain't going to hold you. But we shouldn't have been a 16 seed because we were legit good the whole year. Gotcha. Like, you know when you win a tournament, you shouldn't be there?
Like, it's that only because, see, they got to start treating HBCUs better, man.
Like, bro, this is our back-to-back year. Like, back-to-back year, winning the MEAC. We had the player, our coach and player of the year for the conference. Like, we were, like, we have the same record as Baylor. Like, we were hooping.
Yeah, y'all did have
the same. I think what they, you know, of course,
and we won
difficulty
on TV with
the
Chris
schedule.
Paul's tournament. But go ahead.
Difficulty of schedule. That's
yeah. I say 15. I didn't say nothing crazy. Give us a 15 seed. I'm not asking for much, but give us a 15. When we won our last tournament game, we were 15 seed.
Here's what be throwing me off too. Sometimes you'll have like, I forgot it was one of the play-ins. They were playing for like, not a 16 spot.
Yeah, it's like, see, 10
I don't
and 10
get that.
Some John like that. I know what you're talking about. It'd be like playing with the higher seeds.
If you on like the bubble of like, this game's either going to make or break you, why is it?
Why are you in the tournament? Just be out. Why are you adding these extra playing games?
That's true, too. Bruh, they wanted, what was it? It's now 66 instead of 64?
I think it's 68.
Oh, because you got the
four playing games. It's four extra teams. Or it might be just two and it's 66. I thought it was 68.
I think it's 66 because once the other two teams lose, now it's 64. I think.
It just don't make sense to me, though.
And that game comes on, like, what, Tuesday?
If you don't just go to the NIT, yeah, it is Tuesday. If you don't go to the NIT and call it a day.
Yeah. But, yeah, my bracket's trash. Baylor, mess it up. Didn't Auburn lose, too?
Yeah. I think so. I think Auburn got bounced.
Was it second round or was it
Auburn
that almost lost? What was that one game where it was like Arizona overtime? Was
close. Nah, hold on. It wasn't Arizona. It was Kansas. Kansas game was close. Yeah, let me see. I think Kansas won like, they won 79-72. That game was real close. Auburn got Schmidt at. I ain't going to hold you. Oh, no, Arizona was close too. It was a five-point game.
Yeah, that's okay.
Juwan Howard threw me off. I didn't know he was going to be able to coach in the March Madness.
Yeah, that kind of threw me. I thought he was done when I said done for the season. I'm thinking the rest of the games for this.
So I ain't pick him for that reason. Why would I pick him if they ain't got their head coach? Wrong.
He's wrong.
So, yeah. That's how my bracket is.
Damn, I'm really surprised. I thought my bracket would be like 30%. Once I seen Kentucky, I was like, bro. I had them getting pretty far. That's why I was like, man, that's going to fuck my whole shit up.
But you got to remember, that's only one region. You
got four. I wasn't thinking about that.
Because we're doing it on our phone compared to when we used to do it on paper. Yeah, you would be able to see it.
Yeah.
But Kentucky, like, when they dropped, it was just like a what?
Yeah, I don't, maybe because my last Final Four is still good, too. That might
but
be
it's cool because somebody on that team went to Granby out the way or whatnot. So that was cool. He was able to be on TV.
For my Elite Eight, I got one, two, three, four teams. If the Elite Eight plays out,
okay, let me see.
I got four teams that were they're still eligible. I only got two teams eligible for
my Final Four
Elite
is good.
Eight? Elite,
I'm still good because my championship teams are still good. And
I got
my Final
one,
Four teams.
Two,
well, besides
three,
Iowa, I had
four,
them get to
five,
the Final Four.
Six. I have all my
Final Four. My championship teams are still good.
Who you got in the championship?
Duke.
Gonzaga and Arizona.
Duke and Kansas.
That's who I got, too.
Gonzaga, Arizona.
Yep.
Yeah, my Final Four is Gonzaga, UCLA, Arizona, and Iowa, but Iowa lost.
We should see. At this point, I'm just watching my Duke boys play tomorrow, Thursday.
Yeah, Texas Tech.
Already passed, so we shall see. Hopefully we play well. That's all I got to say about that.
Heard and understood. I ain't want to say nothing to y'all. I was like, I'm going to let, you know, I'm just going to let the season
play it out.
That
was a tough game against Michigan State.
Against good old Izzo.
It was looking rough for us, but them boys did what they needed to do.
Which I'm happy for. Bro, play like you need to. It's Coach K last season. That was the only thing that bothers me. I just don't talk about it. But I ain't going to lie. That's the only thing that bothered me. I'm like, yo, bro, this Coach K last season. Go out with my heart. Go stand on your merit, bro. Stand on your shield. Don't, you know what I'm saying, bro? I don't like that.
They weren't running the same basic-ass play. That's why we was playing well.
Nah, man. Somebody need to take over then.
And
go get the
big
ball.
Shots.
Go get the ball and go get a bucket. Coach K sitting down, he ain't telling you what to do. Go get a ball and go get a bucket, bro. This is college.
He was proud of him, though. I was watching the press game, post game, whatever.
Yeah.
I can't get my fucking words right.
It's all good.
Post game press conference. So he was talking. He was praising him up a lot. He was damn near shedding tears. I mean, maybe he was just, you know, trying to give him a little pep talk and whatnot for the next games or so, but it was cool to see, like, him praising him like that, especially. Anyway, so we'll see. I ain't going to go into too much detail. I'm just going to watch.
Hey, heard and understood. Best of luck to y'all brackets, but it's kind of not really.
We'll see what happens in the next week.
There we go. We'll be back with the results next week.
Yeah.
That's the easiest thing to say it or whatnot.
My tone to let you know.
How you feel?
How
That's why you're tone up today.
What you mean? Nah.
Now it makes sense. All right. I ain't mad at you, G. Happy for you. Shout out to Jamal Crawford, though, man. Legend retires officially.
About time. This nigga doing TNT and shit. Man, you are just retired already. You ain't coming back, my guy.
Man, hey, my man still got love for the game, bro. He still be hooping.
But don't love him back.
I know, man. Hey, he got too old. Nigga, it's like 41 now.
Yeah,
he's 41?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nigga's like 40.
He was in the league with 20
You remember
years.
He became the oldest player ever to hit 50 in the game? He was 39 when he did that.
Damn. That nigga should retire after that.
He still can hoop, though. That's I think nice. I just dropped 50 in the game.
Yeah, kind of like, you like, yeah, I still got it.
Like, bro, I just dropped 50 at 39. Like,
who's he playing on?
The Suns. This one, the Suns, like, right before they became good.
Oh, good, yeah.
But it's like, I ain't gonna lie, watching him play, he still look like he can play. Like, he don't, obviously he don't look as quick as he used to be, but he still, that handle ain't going nowhere.
You know where he gonna be playing this summer? Big three.
Yeah.
Hey, he might cook in the big three.
Right? He gonna go off.
Not Mike. That's MVP.
It'd be like Joe Johnson move out the way.
And he play, I mean, and then think about Crawford, he still play a lot of pickup, like his like shit out in Seattle and like whatnot. He be doing that shit, ball.
Damn, what's that joint called?
Like pro-ams.
I forgot what KB, that.
Kevin Porter
they,
Jr.
They have a specific one.
Yeah, I forgot the Seattle one. I want to say it start with like a C or a K. I can't remember right now.
One way or the other, shout out to Crawford, man. We drafted legend, him. Bro. That's my guy.
Hey,
one of the sickest handles.
Yeah, definitely. Before Kyrie came, everybody was saying he had the best handle in the league.
Clearly.
Yeah, I mean, like, he used to be saucing dudes, bro. Like, shit, he still can sauce, dude. That's the thing. Like, he still can bop you if you get caught slipping or whatever, man.
Shoot, play out there on that island if you want with him.
And then he what? Don't he got the record for most 4-point plays?
Yeah. He was real good at that.
Hey, man, that nigga was just a hooper, dog. Like, straight up, pure hooper.
He's one of those. He's a hooper's hooper. He's beloved forever. He's a hooper's hooper.
Like, the thing about him, I don't think he's had a lot of all-stars and all that shit, but you could tell, like, players around the league respect him a lot. So, if anything, that's probably more important than some of those accolades and shit. Like,
damn, that's his joint.
What?
It's called the Crossover Pro-Am.
That's what it is, yeah. Okay.
I knew what it was. I just couldn't.
I was like, it starts with a K or a C.
I know, like, you know, like I said, Kevin Porter Jr. be out there, Isaiah Thomas, Zach LaVine.
Hey, shout out to
IT,
man.
There'd be a lot of niggas out there, man. Like,
shout out to IT, man. He ended up getting signed for the rest of the season with the Hornets.
Yeah. He been balling, man.
And LaMelo look good. Like, they communicate very well. I've seen, like, some behind-the-scenes conversations, like, amongst, like, the team and how he be talking.
Oh, really?
They love him. Like, they respect the hell out of him in there. And they young, so they remember IT. Like, they remember when he was
in Boston.
Like, some of them niggas, yeah, exactly. They weren't even in the league. Like, LaMelo was what?
So what?
Yeah, in Boston getting worked by John Wall.
I remember. We were watching that game. I remember that.
I'm just talking shit because he gave John Wall some work, too.
I'm about to say, I mean, ain't much he can do against John Wall, bro.
Because, no, IT couldn't play no defense.
I mean, 5'9".
He getting bopped
and boxed. And this was John Wall before he started having all these injuries and shit.
They hit him well, though. Brad Stevens hit IT in that defense well.
He did. Because, you mean, he had Marcus Smart, though, too, so.
He hit him perfect.
The thing is, I don't even think IT is bad because he don't try. It's like, the nigga's just too little, bro.
He ain't. And the thing is, he's little and he's not the most athletic.
Exactly. Even he's though he's sneaky athletic, but I know what you mean. Like, he ain't no Nate Robinson.
There you go. Like, he can go get up, but he ain't like.
It's like, if he's not contributing offensively,
he kind of
scoring wise. Yeah. It's like, what are you doing out there?
He's a liability.
Unfortunately,
it's the truth. But shout out to him one way or the other. He got signed for the rest of the season. I'm definitely happy for him.
Yeah. You see what him and he does with Charlotte with their little playoff push.
Did y'all see that joint the other day where they was like, they had the even numbers down the line, like their home record, away record, their record, like, that shit was crazy.
I did see that.
That shit was like, I might.
Like, everything really? Was like split evenly.
13,
like,
13, 12, 12.
17, 35.
Yeah, like, what?
That's crazy.
I'm like, yo, that probably, like I said, never happen again, but it's unlikely to happen again anytime soon.
Something happened with our bingo player. Who want to talk about him?
Who, LeBron? What happened with him? Oh, so LeBron James is now second all-time in scoring in the NBA for the history of the league. So he passed Karl Malone. They ain't make a big stink out of it like some of the other ones, but.
Yeah, they ain't make it as big like when Steph broke the three-point. I guess maybe that's why, because he hasn't broke it yet.
Yeah.
But when he passed Kobe, people was talking about it when LeBron passed Kobe. Parker's was Kobe, but
I mean, it's Kobe.
Karl Malone, where that nigga at?
That, in the woods. And you got to think Kobe
that's
was.
That's why.
And won't Kobe at the game?
Nah, I don't think he just posted on social media.
Yeah, something like, yeah, he posted on social media about, like, oh, congrats.
But that's the thing. Nobody talks about Karl Malone. The NBA never wants to talk about him.
And so he a nasty man now?
He's a filthy man.
He's been a nasty
man. Disgusting. Like, he bottom of the shoe now.
Like, he's still respected as a basketball player.
Somewhat. He is, but we just don't. His name's just, you know, he's like, He like O.J. Simpson. Same shit.
Yeah.
Was he there at the 75th joint or no?
Yeah, in and out.
Oh, he was there?
Yeah.
I didn't even know he was there,
bro. Oh, he wasn't there. They just showed him. He was a green screen behind him. He was at home. He ain't come. But he was on TV.
I'm about to say, I ain't gonna lie. Man. I'm like, yo, that nigga gotta make the stop sign.
Oh, he made it. No, he made it, but he was waving.
He said he was waving.
He was doing the invisible wave.
You know, you get win an award at the BET Awards, but you ain't come to the award show.
So and so couldn't make it today.
And then you already knew you won. You had your award sent next to you.
That part.
I'm about to say, hold up, niggas didn't put him in the 75. Like,
no, I didn't mean that. No, we just talking about in person. No,
whoa. You know, everybody showed up in them jackets.
Yeah. Dennis Rodman even showed up. So.
Without the jacket. Did he have a jacket on?
No, he wore it. He just took it off. Okay. He took this shit off.
It's Dennis.
He wore it probably for the damn event right when that shit was on. All right, bro.
You know what I'm glad got rid of? Them dumbass blazers that the players used to have to wear on the sideline when they weren't playing.
Yeah, they done got a lot more lax with the dress code over the years.
They have.
Oh, yeah. Those were dark times.
Niggas just don't dress in the super duper baggy shit.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
But I mean, that ain't the style no more, though.
Them niggas look ridiculous. What, TJ Ford?
Care, man. Tim Duncan was filthy.
Yeah, him, Dirk.
Bro, you remember back in that time, niggas' chains used to be long as hell. Like, yes. Your damn fucking, my chain hanging down to my dick.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, I thought you about to sing Jim's.
That's what I thought.
So nah, fuck that, so icy.
That's real, though.
I ain't even think about Jim's, but damn, yeah. Chain dang low. Damn, niggas really used to want long-ass fucking chains. Now you couldn't pay me to wear a chain that damn long. Like, niggas be swinging their chains.
Nah, you can pay me to wear a chain that long.
The Usher.
I mean, you can pay me, but it's like,
what's the Usher?
I ain't trying to wear that shit for real, bro. Nigga, swinging it around your neck.
Yeah,
like
nigga sick.
Fucking
he still, I wonder if he still do that shit.
Yo, I wonder if he even still got the U-chain at all.
He got to.
I don't know.
It's been a long time since I've seen a nigga wear the U-chain. Like, that was like a staple. That was like Wiz's P-chain.
That's true.
For a little bit.
Yeah, he might just have it up somewhere.
I would hope so. Like, you can't get rid of the U-chain.
You know what that
bro.
Is? That's like right underneath like your Confessions album. Yeah. It's like you put it right there.
I ain't gonna lie. A nigga like me would have probably got that shit like 2.0. Like, I gotta upgrade this shit.
He might have.
Could have.
Like, this is 2020. Yeah,
I don't watch Usher music videos anymore. So I don't.
Me neither.
I don't watch music videos.
I don't watch music videos for real at all.
So. Depends on the artist.
If I see a music video, it's literally like off of chance. Like
off of chance.
That's why I know you pop up on my recommended.
That's what I'm saying. Like
I be seeing stuff in ads. That's how they catch me.
I see it on Twitter. Like there's one I want to go watch after I leave here.
Oh, that's all right. Zion and Dame ain't coming back for the season. That's been announced.
Oh, I didn't hear about Dame. I heard about Zion.
Yeah, they said they weren't going to rush him back from that abdominal surgery or whatnot. They said there's no point in rushing him back, so it doesn't look like he'll play this season. And Zion is the same way.
Ain't no point. Shit, season about to end anyway. Niggas got like 12 games left.
There you go. So us saying the end of the season sounds like it's a long time.
Yeah,
it's right
really,
around the corner.
It's just like literally another month.
And these are non-playoff teams.
Exactly.
So it's not like they're fighting for anything. Blazers said that they're going to go after Jeremy Grant, though, in the offseason. That's going to be one of their number one priorities.
That's a nice little pickup.
Okay.
It is, but, eh.
You think Dame's staying?
He ain't going nowhere, bro.
Unless they trade him, he ain't.
I don't think he really want to leave.
No, he just want them to build around him.
Yeah, I don't think he really wanted to get rid of CJ, but at the same time, he probably understood, like, it is what it is. Like,
it just had to happen.
But honestly, it's better for it to happen now because you see Anthony Simons before he got hurt. He was balling. Like,
oh, he got hurt?
Yeah, he got. That's why he ain't been playing. They been getting smacked because they ain't really got nobody on their team right now.
He was hooping, though.
Yeah, like, he was putting up, like, 20-plus a game, like, every night, it seemed like, before he got hurt. And he was hitting, like, hella threes.
Shout out to the dunk contest. Jokic. That's what got him shown.
Got fined 40,000.
Yeah, for the phone, tossing that the fan phone. You talking about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what the fan said.
They said the fan called his grandma a bitch, and his grandma passed away from COVID back in 2020.
He did good by only throwing the phone.
Hell yeah. I didn't know that's what was said.
That's what I heard.
I heard he said
something about his mom, and then he said, like, fuck your grandmother or something like that.
And I was like, when I started seeing that, I was like, I do remember like them talking about his grandma passing away back in the bubble and shit.
Yeah, I remember that too.
Yeah, nigga.
You lucky you ain't get decked.
Yeah, that big shit coming on you. That's a big boy right there.
Oh, yeah, that right hook. You ain't even see it coming.
Hey, that's a Serbian monster.
If he would have been a little bit more, just sound crazy. If he would have been a little bit more vicious with the phone, you think he would have got fined more? Because he only kind of like tossed it a little bit.
Yeah, if like say if he got thrown at another fan or some
If he would have like slammed it on the ground and stomped on it.
The more of the fiasco, the higher the fine.
Yeah, I'm thinking they're going to probably try and
make that example. That came and went. Him throwing it down would have been a meme forever.
I would have loved that though.
He would have been fined.
Yeah, like he kind of, he was light, honestly. Just,
so you can still meme it though, walking over and throwing the phone.
You can, but
I mean, it's still disrespectful as hell.
But that clip like come and goes.
Yeah.
Him smashing the phone or knocking that boy out or whatever, that's highlight material. That's more money you're getting fined, I would say.
Hey, man. I'm not mad at it. I understand it.
Me too. Shit.
Fans got to chill
out.
Yeah,
they do.
Like, it's one thing to, you know, talk shit and stuff like that, but when it comes to, like, calling people bitches and shit, like, bro.
Even, like, that video that surfaced with Russ out Toronto, the fan was talking all that shit, and then when Russ come up to him, he was like, man, what was you saying? He was like, I said you're great. You're a great player.
Yeah.
He was just like, man, stop playing with me.
He was like, what? Westbrook. I was calling you Westbrook. He was like, all right.
He's like, yeah, that's what I thought. Some shit like that. Like,
he got pressed.
Yeah, because that shit is corny. It's like, bro. But at the same time, the Westbrook shit is whatever. Like, nigga.
No, this was another one. He was like outside, like, either going to go play the game or he was leaving.
Oh, I thought this was like in
this. Oh, yeah. I was talking about the one that happened in the stadium.
Yeah, I'm like, that one is like.
Yeah, there was some people waiting outside. It was just like, Westbrook, like. I forgot what they were saying. And he came over there. He was like, what? He was just like, nothing. I said, I love you, bro. Like, and then he started walking away. He was like, but I just want you to play better, blah, blah, blah. Like, just started talking all this shit.
Bro, because niggas just be trying to do shit to get attention.
That's it.
It's literally just trying to get him a reaction. Like, so there's like, because we done seen dudes even, like, tweet crazy shit and then, like, do the reaction. He's like, oh, bro, I'm just happy you reacted to my tweet. Like,
yeah, I mean,
dog, you got to do all that to get a reaction.
If it was me, like, especially, like, with certain stuff like that, especially somebody like Westbrook, I'll probably just, I mean, it sucks that it has to come down to this, but I'd be in my own world anyway, so I'd probably just have headphones on, not paying attention to him. And two, I would want to probably, somebody like Westbrook's a stature, walk around with some security that can deck niggas and you don't got to catch the fines for it.
But man, at the end of the day, bro, like, even if you don't, you shouldn't have to go through the ringer just for somebody not to be calling you out your name.
Yeah, that's true.
He be courtside trying to warm up and they calling him out as like just calling him out left and right. Bro, that's
like the game ain't even started yet.
That's excessive, bro. People waiting for you after the game.
Yeah,
bro, that's too much.
Go home.
That part, bro. Like,
cause KD be talking shit back to him.
Hey, and that was funny when him and Big Baby got into it. And then when Big Baby had got kicked out of the seats. He was like, animation seats, big dog.
I didn't even know he said that.
Yeah, like in the background, if you listen to the video,
oh, for real?
You hear KD in the background. They got into it.
I'm gonna get into it, yeah.
So afterwards, when Big Baby gets kicked out of the seat or whatnot, he's like, hey, he was like, oh, these your seats? He's like, oh, I'm gonna get up. All you hear in the background, animation seats, big dog. That's all.
I gotta
you
go
hear.
Back to that.
Or maybe he said Big Baby, but he said, yo, animation seats, big dog. And I was crying.
You know how crazy you look being a millionaire like Big Baby and you taking niggas seats.
They caught that shit. That's the part that like, cause that shit happens. But the fact that you caught it like
live,
they showing you your name is on the thing and then you gotta get your ass up.
I mean,
get your big ass up.
We ain't all the way surprised. They was in that little scam with the insurance thing.
That's true. So, yeah. Weren't he on the plane eating Popeyes?
Yeah.
I don't know what they got to do with anything, but I think that was around the scamming time. Though.
I think that was something else, though. I want to say that was another thing. I think that was something else. I could be wrong, though, but I think that was something else. That was wild. Him.
Yeah. All
right, though, man. Y'all fellas got anything else?
Not really. But you said what?
I was just saying off top. No, I can't
it was, I forgot the lady's name, the young lady's name, but it was a 25-year-old tennis player, number one tennis player in the world, and she retired.
I seen something about that, but I didn't really know who. Yeah. What the hell.
She just won the Australian Open.
She was just like, I'm just not she just ain't fucking with it. She was like, I can't put my all into it if I'm not all there. So something like that.
Hey, man. She might come back.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, she only 25. You never know. She might just be feeling away right now. I'm like, young.
That
right now, I can't.
Tired.
That joint's crazy at 25.
What's her name? She be getting a lot of scrutiny too, though.
Naomi.
Yeah, Naomi.
God damn, she always got some scrutiny about something.
Because the last time she played, she had lost, but it was somebody in the crowd heckling her. She got a little bit emotional, like, because after you know you lose, sometimes they got to interview you right there on the court.
Mm-hmm.
So they was interviewing. She was like getting teary eyed and stuff like that. But I wouldn't be surprised if she either retires or takes a long break from the what's her name.
Yeah, I could see her taking.
Yeah, because I mean, she already been seeming like she's been struggling with that shit, as far as like dealing with being a you know a high profile mm-hmm. figure and shit.
And Brittany Griner and whatnot, she's detained still until like I think May 19th, if I'm not mistaken. So. Again, just bring her home.
I say, hopefully everything works out with that, bro.
Yeah, I mean, we politics with that.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's really what that is. Like, that's some
different. That's a different level.
Yeah,
it's out of our hands at this point. Sadly, say it.
We did almost forget to talk about the mandate in New York.
Oh yeah, allegedly the workplace New York mandate is going to be lifted. So that Kyrie, anybody that plays for the Yankee and or the Mets, oh yeah, baseball's back on.
Entertainers, yeah.
Baseball's back on, by the way. That they are not, that they he can actually play, or the players can play at home games. So it's supposed to be going in effect. Y'all will be hearing this on Friday, but as of yesterday, he'll be clear to play at home games. So Kyrie, a.k.a. will be full-time again.
If it goes through.
There you go.
Yeah, that's some bullshit, though. They made Kyrie basically sit out a whole season, and it was just like, damn, like, you mean to tell me these high-level baseball players ain't going to be able to play at home if they not vaccinated? Yeah, let's go ahead and lift that mandate. But they couldn't do it for Kyrie, but they're going to do it for these MLB players. That's some bullshit. I don't know how I stand on, like, I don't stand anywhere with the, you know, vaccinated, don't get vaccinated, like, that's your choice. But as far as, like, the mandate and the timing of the mandate, that's some bullshit. As far as it being lifted, that's some bullshit, man.
Just convenient. Super convenient.
Because you could have did this 2 weeks ago, honestly.
Aaron Judge not being able to play, because I think that was one of the people they was naming. Him not, because it's different with, what's the name, too, baseball, because you have a stretch of games at home.
There you go.
So.
I kind of forgot baseball was, like, about to start and shit.
Because it was on lockout. That's why, too. Yeah. It was on lockout.
So they ain't getting no spring training, or they're going to have a little bit of spring training?
They're in spring training right now. They're having a little bit of it.
Probably they're probably going to be abbreviated.
When the season start next month?
Yeah, we just played the Orioles today.
Oh, wow.
I beat up by the Blue Jays yesterday, so it's cool to win today. The games don't mean nothing, so, you know, you don't really pay attention to it. Oh, and it was the thing happened. Oh, shoot. With the lockout ending, they changed the rule. It's designated hitters for both divisions now. Yeah, it used to be only AL, there was AL, a DH. Yeah. Now in the NL, there's a DH now.
That's it wasn't for both?
No, it was never for both.
So huh? It's been split. That's why when you play the opposite team, it could throw you off because your pitcher is now in rotation that has to hit. But there's also now been in place. See, I don't want to mess this up, so I wanted to wait till next week to talk about this. So
We can come back to it.
But homeboy that plays for the Angels, the one that was on the cover of the MLB, the one that Stephen A. got in trouble for. I just can't say his name right now. There's a rule behind him, though.
Talking about an Asian dude?
Yeah, because, you know, he was dual. He was a great hitter and a great pitcher.
Yeah.
So there's some kind of rule where they're going to be able to implement a pitcher that actually wants to hit to be able to still hit in the lineup.
Okay.
That's basically what the rule is, but it's his name. It's
I did not know that.
Yeah, it was only the AL that has the DH.
So if you play on the AL team, you couldn't? Or you could?
Whoever was home, it was your rules.
Oh.
So if you were in the AL stadium, you had a DH. If you was on the NL side, your pitcher had to hit. That's how it worked.
Why was it like that?
That's all I got. Okay. Though, y'all tell me y'all got anything?
I got shit.
I'm solid?
Nah.
All right. We had a buck 10, so I'm slide. All right, good people. We appreciate y'all tuning in, listening on whatever DSP you could have chose. You had an hour in your day. You could spend anywhere, but you spend it with the champs, and that means more than you'll ever know. Check out the links in the description of the podcast. You're going to find some really dope content creators in there that do a lot of dope activities. Nonetheless, peace, love, and all that other jazz. Wash your hands. Sanitize your phone. Get to your bag.
New playlist out now. Check it out.
Ooh,
click the link tree.
Oh, yeah. You know the vibes.
Nothing crazy.
We outside this weekend. Oh, that's... love to hear it. That's my music for the weekend. I love to hear it.
Sound now.
What?
Yeah, you been... Yeah.
Dang, man. I ain't even know, bruh.
Episode over.
Oh, no. And you, I'm used to being told that it's dropping, so I be... You know I'm... Hey, I don't feel exclusive no more. All right, yo, hey, yo, we out.
I ain't really telling nobody.
We out. Cut your mic.